Hello and welcome to the Nurajelt Meet the Members series. I am the Nurajelt Chapter President Lee McDowell, and it's my pleasure to host this new series. The aim of the Meet the Members series is, as the name suggests, to meet chapter members, get to know them better, and learn more about our chapter members' journeys through the language teaching landscape. In this, the very first episode of the series, we talk with Ms. Motoko Teraoka, the Chapter Membership Chair and often face of Nurajelt. Hi, I am here with Motoko Teraoka, Nara Chapter Member, and she will be our first guest on the Meet the Member series, in which we get to know more about our chapter members. So, Motoko, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Okay, like a personal background.
Mm.
Yes, I am an authentic Kansai person. I was born in Hyogo and moved to Nara when I was 3. And I worked in the retail industry for 10 years. And then moved to Australia to learn English and spent for two and a half years. That was 20 years ago, time flies. And back here to Japan, and then I started to teach English.
Interesting. So that's a kind of a roundabout way. Similar. I think I've heard many stories like this, you know, where we come at language teaching, like, for example, me as well. I studied science in my university, and then moved to Japan and became a language teacher a bit later in my career. So how long were you in Australia?
Two and a half years.
Okay. Tell us a bit more about that, what you learned there, what you were doing there.
Yeah. Before I had decided to move to Australia, I just visited a few times Australia, and my impression was always good, always positive. People nice, food is good, and then decided to move there, live there. But situation is quite different because I was a tourist before, but this time I was a resident, even though it's a temporary resident. So I was expected so much things to do. So first one is the language. So I have to speak a language itself. So I learned lots of things on the first experience, on hand experience. That was a lot of different from learning English here in Japan, learning English in the speaking country, a lot different.
Yeah. What was your English like before you went there?
Well, my level is maybe CIFA level B2. Yeah, it's an Aiken, Nikkyu. It's not really up to Junikkyu. So, yeah, it's not really that high. But my major was English literature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you always had an interest in English and language. Yeah. And at what point did you realize or want to become a language teacher?
Ah, that's interesting. I learned English from Australia, of course, but mostly I learned English from the woman from Netherlands, so Dutch. Yeah, and then she encouraged me to be an English teacher. And then I said, no, I'm not a native speaker. I won't be able to teach English. But she said, oh, I'm not a native speaker either. Oh, yeah, that's the point. You know that the process of learning English, it's better, you know.
Yeah. In some ways, you have an advantage. Cool. Okay. So, Motoko, how about your teaching situation? Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. I'm teaching at the two universities, which are Kindai and Osaka Shoin. And I'm also teaching at the local language school. This is only Saturday. So at the university, especially Kindai, I do a flip class style.
Mm-hmm.
So I have classes for TOEIC preparation and also writing. So those class, I just ask student to do some assignment beforehand, mm-hmm. 2 days before the class. So they have to do the assignment and send it to me. And I just, before the class, I just return to them. So, and then in actual class, because for example, this is TOEIC, for example, they know already what's the correct answer. So I just ask, I just get some groups of, I think groups are 2 or 3 people, and then they discuss. They have to justify the answers, why this is correct answer. So just to bring the grammar knowledge and then collocation, paraphrase, things like this, and then they have to report back. Mm. So it's the same. We did a Zoom online teaching, and then now back to school, I'm doing exactly the same thing.
Mm. Same thing online.
Yes, yeah, so they have to pre-assignment before a class, and in class assignment, I give like a dictation, and they learned how, they already learned a sound system, assimilation, elimination, liaison, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So they just analyze, oh, this is a liaison occur, this is assimilation occur, things like this.
Mm. Interesting. So the flipped classroom approach.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
I think 2 years.
2 years.
Yes, since pandemic started, I just think about it's not really good, you know, just do everything online. Mm-hmm. So they have to do some work beforehand.
Mm.
And we share, and then we just the talk, bit of a chance to interact.
Mm.
And then I just decided to do this type of class. And then writing, it's very, very similar to. So they have to do pre-class, and in class they have to write something.
And how does it work? I mean, is it effective? Do students find their scores improving?
Well, I'm not really sure a score, but I receive positive reaction, especially from a TOEIC class.
Mm-hmm.
So the people said, well, we have answer beforehand because we did.
Mm-hmm.
So we just do some self kind of research why this is a correct answer. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of preparation they can do. So some students might not like this kind of style, but majority students said yes, it's more like a self, like a dependency, self kind of responsibility. You have to do something beforehand. I think this is a quite a good though. So far so good.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit now about your engagement with JALT. Can you tell us? I know that you've had a long you have a long career with Nara JALT. can you tell us more about that?
Right. I first joined Nara JALT probably in 2008, and I was just name only members for 2 years. I didn't participate any event, any activities. But 2010, if I remember correctly, I just attended the first social event, which was Hanami. And then I had a very friendly group of people in Nara Park, and I had a very good day. And then since then, I gradually got involved in Nara chapter events and activities. And then maybe the following year, 2012 or 2011, I started to serve as our membership chair. So this is a 10th year or 11th year.
Good. And you've done an excellent job of welcoming members and recruiting. Sometimes, like for example, Shoji, you know, like mentioning to members, hey, how about coming to Nara? And I think you've been the face of JALT, literally the face of Nara JALT.
Not really,
for a long time now.
I've been so grateful for to be a member of Nara JALT, because we have a such small and cozy kind of intimate group of people. And my impression, Nara JALT is always very like relaxed. It's not really tense. If I had to be a membership chair of bigger a group like Osaka or at Kobe, I wouldn't be able to be a membership chair. Probably I can't do this, but now because only 30 members, so it's quite easy to handle.
Yeah, I think that's one of the good points about Narajalt, isn't it? Like that's 30 people, and that's stayed the same for many years now. It goes up and down a little bit, you know, members come and go, but basically we've been around 30 for about 10 years now, up to 40, actually, up to 40, around 30 to 40. But that kind of number of people, you know, it's a bit more cozy, isn't it? You know, you can
because we almost long relationship.
We almost know each other.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, although you know, in the last 2 years with the pandemic, coronavirus pandemic, you know, it's been impossible to get together, and so like there are a lot of new members that we haven't met, and that's why you know this Meet the Members series, I think, is. Hopefully, you know, a good way for us to connect more with
others. Right. And interesting, not only Narajalt members, now I'm working at Kindai and I often talk to a colleague. He belonged to Kobejalt. Mm-hmm. Now he doesn't. Mm. But he just remember me as a member of Narajalt. And he just joined our activities event twice in the past. Mm-hmm. And he just recognized, you're a member of Narajalt. Yes, I am. And then we just started to talk, and now we spent a very nice time.
Great.
So it's not only just a chapter, but beyond the chapter, especially the Kansai area, it's so close. Mm-hmm. And then, so without being a Narajalt member, so I wasn't able to meet him and then, you know, to have a nice conversation. Mm-hmm. So this is a lot of personal network. And of course, academic development, lots of things.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Narajalt Meet the Member series. Hope you enjoyed it and look forward to the next one. Who knows? It might be featuring you. See you then.